Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, what's up, B? Bijan had a great day. Tyler Allgeier, I thought the running backs were good. And Mike, we said this, going into this weather, we needed to run the football. They've been one of the best tandems in the league. Kyle Pitts, while he's not putting up, you know, again, superstar-type numbers, he's only dropped more than 50% of his targets three times this season. So, therefore, he's been reliable. I know it's hard to believe because, again, the offense has been somewhat dysfunctional. Even when Michael Penix was in control, there were moments. Mm-hmm. And then defensively, Mike, third in the NFL with sacks. It just pains me to even talk about this because it's like I said 2 weeks ago, I can't even enjoy this. I want to be talking about these sacks and going crazy for James Pierce Jr. and our man Jalen Walker and just talking about the difference they're going to make.
Strip sack!
But I can't because we're losing. But they're doing the job. But I'm talking about Pierce and Jalen leading the rookies in sacks. And then we've got Xavier Watts. Love this kid, man. Mike, when you were out, he came on the show and just calm demeanor, man. And as a student of the game, we talked about his time at Notre Dame. He's got three picks.
Breaks up plays, too. He separates, you know, ball catcher from the ball, man. That guy's always around the ball.
Are we wasting time in their talent, Mike?
Yes.
Because, again, we just assume that everybody, guys, every season is different. And when you have special players that do these kinds of things, everybody assumes, oh, they'll just be, you know, it'll be like this next year. It's never that way.
Look, Vegas had us at 8.5. They didn't believe in us. Yeah, you could say Dukes and Bell, you're too close to it. Knew that we were going to take some lumps with Michael Penix, like you saw with every other rookie. Even Bo Nix makes mistakes. Jaden took a big step back, missed a lot of time this year. J.J. McCarthy's lost. Right? So it's all of a sudden all that quarterback class, Drake May now looks like the alpha, right? And
that's
Caleb
right.
Williams has been resurrected by Ben Johnson. But we still don't know what we got with our QB going into next year. We don't even know if he's going to be ready for the season.
That's right.
You know, he may not, you know, worst case. But yeah, we got some good things. Good things are here. So however we go and decide to go, do we bring in a journeyman? Because it's a rogues gallery of guys you don't want to see under center next year, from Russell Wilson to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm.
But that's what's out there. You know, so I don't know how we approach it, and I don't even know if this general manager will be here to make that approach to the quarterback. But you're right. We've got two young stars. Tyler Allgeier is going to be a luxury I don't think we can afford because I think Tyler Allgeier, in the right circumstances, can be Michael the Burner Turner. For those who don't remember, Burner had to sit behind LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego.
That's right.
And then eventually came here and obviously had five great years. So I think the same could happen for him in the right offense. You said it, man. Pitts. That's probably one of the better performances we've seen of Pitts, but that's another guy. Somebody else is going to fix him. Somebody else is going to figure him out. You know, we never did. And that's another guy I can't afford because eventually I got to pay Bijan and Drake, right?
You do. And they're going to deserve whatever the market value is.
And Bergeron's going to need a contract too.
No doubt. I mean, look, that's all got to be juiced into whatever you think this team is going to be.
But don't blow it up.
Don't blow it up. That's the dumbest thing, and I've heard that from various people. Well, I'm just going to trade, you know, Bijan and London. No, you're not.
So we're going to go, what, 10 or 11 years without making the playoffs?
No,
you got to be out of your freaking mind.
That's not how you get better. Recognize what's not working, and then fix it. And if it's just coaching, fix it. If you feel like you're underperforming because special teams is not doing the job, fix it. You don't blow it up, and you don't trade away your best players. And by the way, when everybody around the league is talking about Bijan being a franchise, you know, kind of guy, you just don't do away with that. We're going to get his best years, and you're going to trade that away? That's
right.
Dumb. That's not smart, Mike. So that's why when we talk about why are we or what are we wasting their time and their talent, look, B's going to get better. London's going to come back. He's going to be better. But the fact of the matter is, just like with every great team, when it opens, and I don't know when it is, I hope it's next season, that window opens, Mike, and you got a finite amount of time. This thing doesn't stay open for 10 years.
No, and that's the other thing is we got to find a coach, guys. I mean, look, I don't know why we haven't heard from Arthur Blank. This radio silence is just driving everybody crazy. I'd love to hear a message of where we're going with this. He's apparently, like, whatever he's doing, he's keeping his own counsel. We're not hearing anything. And we've got to get – the Steelers may fire Mike Tomlin.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know. Let me ask you this. I mean, next year, would you be interested in Mike Tomlin? One thing for certain.
Hell yeah!
I think a lot of fans would say yes, despite the fact he's sort of become, if we're honest, a mediocre head coach who doesn't do anything anymore.
You've been there 17 years.
Right. But he's Mike Mark, but he's become what Marvin Lewis was. But, of course, Mike won a Super Bowl.
He did, yes.
But Marvin Lewis, those last, like, 7 years in Cincinnati, never did anything.
Yeah,
look, he'd win a division, be out in the first round.
I'd love to tell you that these coaches are all in it to be there forever. Mike, it might be time for change, man. It doesn't mean that Tomlin's still not a great coach.
But if Tomlin brings the accountability that we're lacking.
Yeah, but you know what their problem is, and it's our problem. Once Roethlisberger said he was done, they haven't been able to fix it.
No.
Tell me all you want about all this other stuff. They haven't been able to fix that part of it. Tomlin hadn't forgotten how to do this, guys. He's been really good. There's a reason. He relates to guys. If you're asking me that question, the answer is hell yeah. But you're right. I don't know what's going to happen there, but if you are in the business of moving on and you need to figure out who those potential candidates are, Mike, then that's where you need to be.
But I will say this about Coach. Now, part of this with Pickett, and you said it, they just went through this rogues gallery of quarterback search. They also had bad offensive coordinators.
They
Matt
did.
Canada.
They did.
Hell, he was so bad, they were chanting fire Canada at Penguins games. Never thought I'd hear, you know, fire Tomlin. They were chanting that out at a Crozier Stadium, Heinz Field, but at Pittsburgh last night. By the way, you see Aaron Rodgers throwing his wide receiver under the bus last night.
No,
basically saying that he made an audible and it was a call and he didn't see it and zigged it. So it was kind of vintage.
Somebody else, huh?
Aaron Rodgers sort of passive aggressive taking a shot. By the way, if you like Tomlin, two ways of looking at this. If you're interested in Tomlin, he might be on the market. It also means the Steelers are going to be looking for head coaches. They'll be looking for head coach while you're looking for head coach.
No, that's very true. And for them, there's no one in the league that would turn that job down.
Right.
Because of the way that they go about their business. But, there's still a lot of things to be determined. But, yeah, look, I felt like this thing might have run its course 2 years ago. And it had nothing to do with the playoffs. I just feel like at a certain point, Mike, 15, 18, 19, 20 years – with these coaches, man, it becomes very difficult to maintain that standard. And unless you go from one franchise quarterback to another, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Colts at one point went from Peyton Manning and then they got, Andrew Luck. And they fell into a situation where, and they thought, hey, at least for the next 10 years, Luck ends up retiring early. But unless you do that kind of thing, it's just hard to maintain. And I don't care who you are, but I think that the Tomlin thing is going to come to an end. And by the way, they'll do it the right way. They will allow him to leave in a way that is classy. It is not going to be dramatic and all drama filled. It's going to be, you know what? We've come to a mutual decision. We love Mike Tomlin. He's going to the Hall of Fame as a Steeler, blah, blah, blah. And if he wants to coach somewhere else, he will.
It's just tough, though, to be a 4-1 start and then go 2-5.
It's true.
And they don't pass the eye test. And, I mean, I saw T.J. Watt talking about it, you know, about accountability in the room. And they've got to just, you know, nothing with the Steelers looks like a team that can win the Super Bowl, right? Nothing. A lot of folks feel that way about the Broncos. The Broncos will get home fielding and somebody will come in there and beat them. Well, whether it's Buffalo, it doesn't look like it's going to be Kansas City going in there, because Kansas City might not even make the playoffs at this point. We talked earlier about the Cowboys beating the Eagles and the Chiefs in 5 days.
Yeah, that look, the Cowboys, those are two huge wins, man. Statement wins. And if even if you don't believe in the Cowboys, you got to give them their credit. I think that, you know, if things play out in their favor, Mike, they could be a
I didn't think Schottenheimer was going to be anything special. And, I mean, like I said, you really can't ignore it. And now they're breathing down the necks of the Eagles that are imploding.
Yeah.
In front of your eyes. They lost to the Bears.
Yeah. I think real quick about Pittsburgh, and this gets back to us, and this is where I'm at with changes. When something is not going right or you feel like you need to move on from a particular player, you have to do it. And one of the things the Steelers did, and everybody loves them in the organization, but I thought it was the wrong move, was they continued to pay Cameron Hayward. And Cam is old now.
Right.
And that defense is old. But because they love him so much, Mike, they kept playing this game. And you and I both talked about it before the start of the season, right?
We thought Cam Hayward was out of his mind. He's going to hold out. I'm sorry.
And they paid
him. Career, but no way.
And they ended up moving some money, and they paid him again. And I'm just telling you, those kind of decisions make me wonder, like, is Tomlin too close to that situation with some of those guys that have made him as great as he is? And he felt like, you know what? Hey, he's been here. He's a staple of the organization. Sometimes you got to move on from that stuff. And that's I'm just bringing that up because it gets us back to, hey, Agnew, you're cut. Making these kind of mistakes are costing us too much.
And again, one of our best special team players, Kadarrell Hodge, screwed up so bad last week, he got benched.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Kadarrell Hodge was a healthy scratch this week, guys. So the good news is there is some accountability. Raheem benches Kadarrell Hodge. The bad news is Agnew's a mess and has no common sense and when do you put your hand up? When do you catch the ball? When do you let it go? I mean, that was a touchdown, man. You set them up. And that's a Jets team. I know they got us on that final drive. But you gave them some confidence in that, too.
You did. They weren't playing worth a damn, and then all of a sudden you gave them an easy touchdown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.